First new message sent today at 12 a.m. Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Sledgehammer.
I heard.
Okay.
Who or what is Sledgehammer?
Jesus Christ. No, just Jesus Christ. How's the night train to stock?
So anyways, what do you say, Joe? About tonight. I come up there whenever, whatever time is cool for you. And, good, I can bring some tapes that you might want to listen in. I don't know if you want to hear my voicemail. And I can bring some over the edge, better send me over the edge. And maybe bring you some shit. Bring a videotape you might dig on. I don't know if you dig it or not. It's a video by Negative Land. It's the one they've always talked about. No other possibility. I have that. All of that stuff from the Weatherman. Negative Land dude. And, let's see. Anyways, it could be, it's a possibility tonight. Don't know how toked you are or what your plans are, but if you're just kicking back like you often are, drinking beer or whatever, I'm sure we'll make it up there and we could, can bring some taste. Get your taste and have a little tape copying party. Just a little nice on a total loss. You see, I was going to hang over at 115 to copy a lot of shit, you know, but, he's been very evil. He hasn't left any messages back, and I told him I didn't want to go over there because he was fucking getting high. Now, I know you get high, too, so you probably think I'm crazy, but, I mean, when you're straight, and the guy is fucking getting high, like, every time you come over, he's just fucking smoking and smoking. He knows it makes you feel weird and icky, and I don't like him when he's high. I don't like him. He's not the same guy, you know? Fuck it. And he can't handle it, so he just says, instead of saying, okay, well, you can come over, and after you leave, I'll get high, he's like, okay, well, you have to come over, but you have to learn to accept my being high all the time. So I have to do all the adjusting, and he gets to keep getting high, you know? Fuck. I think it works both ways, you know? He gets high when I'm there sometimes, and sometimes he can, like, not get high, you know?
You're high, or at least fucked in the morning.
I can't fucking believe it, man. I fucking hear your message, and then I call you at fucking home, and your phone just fucking rings and rings and rings. This is too fucking much.
End of message.
Dude, man, that shit was fine. I mean, that shit was, Jesus Christ, she's beautiful. I like the way her hair hangs down. She's got real pretty skin and pretty eyes and a nice little body. And Jesus Christ, you lucky son of a bitch.
No.
I hope you don't lose your heart to her, man. maybe it's best that you do. You know? Damn it, she's pretty. That was Terry, right? I don't believe you've talked about Terry. You talked about Connie. Connie won't give you the woo-woo. You talked about Sabrina, who's 15, who maybe you get more involved with. And then Terry, I don't know Terry. Is Terry like the chick that you work with down in the store or something? I don't remember, or she's your boss's daughter or some shit. Dude, that chick is fine, man. I she's very pretty. Anyways, thanks for the deal, and I just thought I'd tell you that. Can't get it out of my head. She's very pretty. Very pretty blonde hair, very pretty face, pretty eyes, clear skin, nice clothes, just quiet vibe, you know, nice vibration. Not uptight or anything.
Fucking mind trip, man.
Well, hey, dude, clue me in as into what the fish scene is like, since this is Friday night. I don't know what your schedule's like, don't know if you're working tomorrow or not, or what time you work, so please get back to me. Otherwise, I'll just be merciless, and the monster will grow. You know what I'm talking about. The monster will grow. It'll be like, I'll let a little cancerous virus into your fucking mailbox that'll just grow and grow and grow, and it'll just do hideous, horrible, irritating, aggravating things, and I don't think you want that to happen.
And I know imagine that I'm very, what would happen low on, if the healing spores, stopped.
So don't make me use my cancerous spores. Please, get back to me, and let me know what the fish thing is like, and what your work schedule is, and all that happy horse shit. And never heard from you when I left messages back to you a couple days ago. Never got a response from you. Don't know why. Guess it's not important.
Hi, this is the Bay Area representative. I suggest that if you're a little bit sensitive and easily offended, you might consider hanging up right now.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
This is Radio Shack, yes?
Radio Shack? Hey, do you have Sony Walkman?
Pardon me?
Do you have Sony Walkman?
No, we don't. We don't carry Sony Walkman.
What do you carry? What brand?
We only carry our realistic.
Not Sony Walkman. Thank you.
Stevens Creek Radio Shack, James.
Hello?
Hello?
Radio Shack?
Yes, it is.
Yes. You have a Sony Walkman?
I don't carry Sony, sir.
What brand do you carry?
Everything in the store. It's a Radio Shack brand.
Realistic?
Yep.
How good is that?
Well, we've been in business 67 years making this stuff. It's a real good product, sir.
Not as good as Sony.
That's up to opinion, sir.
No, not as good. I make Sony.
Radio Shack Fashion, I'm Norseman. How may I help you?
Hello? Yes. You carry Sony Walkman?
We don't carry Sony.
Do not carry Sony Walkman.
No, we make our own brand.
What brand?
Realistic.
He says he has realistic brand.
Is it good as Sony?
Is good as Sony?
Yeah.
He says yes.
Lucky Six, may I help you?
Hello, Lucky?
Yes?
Do you have Sony Walkman?
Sony Walkman?
Yeah, do carry Sony.
Hi.
Do you want to touch my monkey?
Good evening, Ray Shack.
Hello?
Yeah.
Ray Shack?
Yeah.
Hi. Are you still open?
No, we close at 9:00.
Oh. Do you carry Sony Walkman?
No, we don't.
You stay open to sell me Sony Walkman?
We don't sell Sony Walkman. We close at 9:00.
How much to get one? I pay. I have money.
I know you have money, but we don't sell that particular brand. We carry our own type of walk-around radio.
My friend have one. He buy from there.
Yeah, your son bought a Sony Walkman.
No, my friend. You speak English, my friend.
Yeah.
And he buy it from. He order it from you.
Sony.
Yes.
We don't sell.
Also that. Order antenna and antenna amplifier.
Mm-hmm. We don't sell that particular brand, sir.
Yes, you do. I who is your manager?
He's not going to help you anything. I've been in the business 9 years. We don't sell that particular brand.
I don't give a damn what you talk about. I just want Sony Walkman.
Dumb, dummy.
Well, ma'am, go ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
Yes.
What did you want to say about drugs?
Well, you're not going to let me. You obviously have proved it.
Ma'am, I haven't cut you off yet, and you've been saying some horrible things.
Let me off.
You've called me every name under the book, and you're still on the air.
I didn't call you every name.
Well, just about.
Well, you've been doing the same to me.
I have not at all, ma'am. Go right ahead and say what you want to say about drugs.
I'm disturbed about...
You certainly are.
You... Can I say anything? You're gonna... Every time I say I'm disturbed, you're gonna say you certainly are.
Sledge, dude. Dude, I'm out, man. I'm out. I need to know when it's cool to replenish the supply. Let me know, please. I don't want to have to start bugging you again. Fuck, I'm out. I want more, and I want to know how to set something up.
Charles!
I won't be able
Why
to
Why did you even have the idea? Why? 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 Charles, please.
I have...
Why did you bring it up, then?
I don't know.
Did you worry about it?
I don't anymore. I've learned that.
Then tomorrow night?
I would go immediately to the first hotel or motel I would see. That.
Do you want to do something tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? Just go play pool or go...
Go out and have...
Golf or go do something. Go to the movies or something.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Well, tell me so I know, so I don't make plans. I have to make my plans, like, early. If I don't, I freak out. Seriously, I do.
Well, I've learned when I make plans with you, we have to...
Well, as long as you don't go making plans with someone else, don't worry about it. And you haven't yet, so...
Clown Prince of Crime.
It's up to you whether you want to see me tomorrow.
Dance of Death.
Do you want to or not?
Want to what?
Go out tomorrow?
Call me in the morning. If you can get up and call me in the morning, and we'll talk about it.
Talk about what?
Go in San Francisco and you drive and we'll, so...
What
yeah.
about tomorrow night, though?
Anyways, would you like me and Mr. 115 to come over this evening? Interested in if you have old mailbox outgoings and we could have a tape copying party. Let me know. Bye.
End of message. Message discarded. 2 p.m.
Well, when in God's name are you going to change that outgoing message of yours? It's pretty old and stale, but that's just my opinion. Fuck that.
Hello, Charlie.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not Charlie at all. This is a psycho Jack. You asked what that was at the end of the outgoing there, the music. It was, oh, Christ, you know, I'll be damned if I can actually remember the name of the song now, but it was a Christian Death. A band. I don't know if you're familiar with them at all. The band is called Christian Death, and it's from the album The Scriptures, and it's one of the last songs. I think it might be Reflections, or the one after that. I can't remember right now. I'm too tired to even attempt to remember, and you're lucky you've gotten this much information out of me. So I'm glad you love the music, but I get no comments at all about my reading. Great. Oh, well. I'll see you in hell.
End of message.
Me and Joe are straight enough to kick anybody's ass who fucks with us, you know? Because we've just been sitting here arm wrestling, and then we went in the living room, and listen to this, we leg wrestled. Remember I told you about that leg wrestling shit, and we tried it? I kept beating you? Mm-hmm. Joe kept beating me.
Oh, fuck off.
She said, fuck off. That means I'm going to grab your neck and fuck your world. Speak now.
Hello?
See, that was me grabbing his neck, and that's why he spoke that way. But if you think that's some girl, that's okay too.
No, I don't think so.
Take it off the speakerphone before I fuck your whole world up.
You mind?
Yeah, I think he minds. That's okay, why I'm gonna kick his teeth in. Take it off the radio before I fuck your whole world up, okay? No? Okay, it sounds like we're finally alone. Though Dick Bone here might be listening in on our scene, I can't quite tell.
Okay, so?
So?
Keep that in mind, and also keep in mind that not to call this lady anymore, okay?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Bud asked me just to ask you if you wouldn't call this late.
Oh, just now, huh?
No, she was asking me that a little while ago while you were talking to me, too. So, it's like, I had to take it all in.
Hey, well, that's cool. You know, that's cool. If you don't want me to call at all, I could do that.
Okay, too. If that's what you want to do, sure.
No, I want to do what you want to do, okay? Is that cool? Or not?
It could be, yeah.
You evil fucker. I sent that message via distribution list so I would get a receipt. And you played the motherfucking message and you didn't send it back to me, man. Oh. Oh. You know what time it is, Sledgehammer. Huh?
This is the Uncle Bob hanging down here at Uncle Bob's Stinkfinger Cafe. Got a lot of free stuff to give away. Got the happening eyeliners and lipsticks for all you teens of the unmale persuasion. Yes, all you hipster chicks. Got over 50 pairs of Doc Martens for all those cuties under 110 and 5'4". That's right, if you're under 18 and got the face of a China doll. And never much cared for guys your own age. Then Uncle Bob's is the place. Gonna lay down like this now. Look up some skirts. Oh yeah. Panties not allowed here, Uncle Bob. No sort of underwear allowed. I'm the coolest cat this side of the Rio. If you're missing a wiener and don't like school, then don't be a fool. Get on down up here to the Stinkfinger Cafe. Open 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. every weekday by special permission of the government, state license board. An oasis of fresh butterfly lips and adolescent sweater fruit. All ripe and throbbing for Uncle Bob and his heavy meat gristle. Yes. Oh. Uh-oh. Don't be scared, lovely ladies. That's just the little bug that hangs out of my mouth, kicking back on the flip side.
Celebrity suicide. I like it when little children are used as human shields. I'm the one who shot Kennedy. Me, Buck, and not Lee Harvey Oswald. I'm the one who should be praying to now. Pray me now! Now! I want everyone to die so they can all go back to heaven and relax. I'm tired of wearing this body. Have to feed it. Have to keep it moist. Have to constantly protect it from those who want to hurt Bob or eat him. Also, I get these terrible pains in my anal region that hurt really bad. Yeah, they make green slimy snot gush out of my butt, and this causes hemorrhoids. And because I'm a bug and not a dog or person, I can't reach back and scratch them, and they itch terribly. I have to get back to Uncle Bob's mouth now so I can rub my butt across one of his teeth and leave bloody poopy smears.
Oh, why would you put such a beautiful thing on a message or on a voicemail box that spreads it like a machete, that spreads it like a machete it is?
Uncle Bob has no children. Will you stop the young buck shit? Uncle Bob has no children. Uncle Bob is Uncle Bob. He has some nephews and nieces, you know, but no children. Uncle Bob is married, though, to some cool, weird old woman, actually. Anyways, that previous message was my classic. That'll be a memorable moment when I got my keyboard and revealed it to you. But this one is garbage. Which means you'll probably tape it right along the other one, ruining the art. If you're truly an artist, you'll tape the other one and not this one. So you'll have that as just like a little, it'll be like a new message. When you do the highlights, that'll be like one message with the other good ones. That'll be like one of my highlighted messages. And this one is just blah, blah, blah. But notice on your tape, you're really indiscriminate. You tape some really good shit, and you tape some really bad shit, and you tape it all with equal vigor, you know?
2:28 a.m.
I don't call this box. I have, it's against my religion, and it's bad luck to call it. And besides, my favorite TV show is on. Right here. Ooh. Besides, the 70s are coming back, and I gotta get ready. I have my hands slowed out, and I have my big lapels. And Mr. 115 loves you, so I think you're all set. I don't need to talk to you, and don't ask me to call this box. I talk to you, you give me a home phone number, or you give me another box number. I can't call this box. It's too unhealthy.
I don't know how to play.
Well, I'll teach you. And we'll sterilize the ball gag.
Yeah, you'll teach me, all right.
Huh?
Instead of me teaching you, you'll teach me.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, get the lager in the car and get your butt over here. Grab a couple Miller Genuines, a couple Budweisers, and I'll see you in about, 10 minutes. 15 tops. Okay?
Wait.
Okay, 50 at the most.
15.
And please discard this message, because I don't want the real owner of this box to hear it. And if you hacked it or if you've got it with me, I don't care, because he wants to shoot me, and I don't like that.
Oh, the ball gag? Oh, well, if you're afraid of making too much noise over there, you can come over here, because I have the ball gag over here. You know, that'll stifle that noise right up. Just bring some fresh ropes. I've got a fresh roll of duct tape.
You already made a couple drills in the paddle?
Oh, yeah. I added 17 more fresh holes in the paddle, so it gives it that extra zing sting.
Fuck,
you know,
yeah.
And the ball gag will suppress all the and all, you know, that way the neighbors don't hear that shit.
I'll get her ready. I'll get her ready.
Okay. Make sure, get that lingerie happening, and grab a fresh roll of film and a couple beers, and I'll be waiting for you.
All right, cool.
Okay. All
right, late.
The time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and dial again. The time allotted for you to dial has been exceeded. Please hang up and dial again.
On the bed yet, thinking about it.
Yeah, well, go right ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
How can I? There's tremendous resistance up against it.
No, ma'am, go right ahead. I haven't resisted anything you've said thus far. You're still on the air.
You're playing games. Yeah, I'm on the air, and I...
Well, that's true. And so go right ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
Keep fighting with you. Because I'm on the air, I have to keep fighting with you, and you're not giving me an instant to say what I had planned to say.
Well, ma'am, if what you've said is not something that you've planned to say, then I feel sorry for you. You really need help.
You need help, too, you son of a bitch. You ought to be kicked off the air.
All right, fine. Now that you've gotten that out of your system, lady, tell me what you want to say about drugs.
You son of a bitch, nigger.
All right, what do you want to say about drugs? You've already called me every name under the sun.
You're upset. I'm sure going to be able to feel that there's someone there who's going to be listening.
Well, ma'am, tell me what you want to say about drugs.
How can I do it? You've gotten me too upset. It's just your...
Oh, so now you want to hang up?
Fine.
So now you want to hang up?
Don't want to hang up. I think people should know about your tricks.
All right, fine. But go ahead and tell me what you want to say about drugs.
I had something important to say.
Well, go ahead and tell me. You certainly haven't said anything important thus far, so go ahead and say the important stuff.
I think I've said plenty.
Well, you've said plenty, but nothing important.
People can see through you.
Well, I'm sure, but what do you want to say about drugs?
I'm very disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank God. I'm very disturbed by the fact that people like me are not included in all the statistics.
Who's a person like you? Someone that gets on and calls people names and cusses at them? Is that the kind of person you are?
Got it. You've cut me off many times. This is the first time.
Well, what do you mean? Is that the type of person you are? Is that what you're saying? People like you?
What? I don't have control like you.
Well, you're damn right you don't have control. You don't have control of your faculties. You don't have control of your senses.
So do you.
And, ma'am, what you need to do is go out and get some help. But at least I gave you an opportunity, and all you did was cuss and swear and carry on in the middle of the night. I feel sorry for you, but go out and get some help. Call Carla Perez. Perhaps Carla is expert enough to give you some help.
It doesn't look like I'll be making the trip over. You gotta work. I gotta work. 115 is totally flaked out. And I was gonna hope to pick him up. We could both go over and wing wearing, but he's totally flaked out and I'm getting tired. And I can't fucking solve level 8 of Zelda on the Nintendo.
Well, what better way to announce our return than with a true fact? A young homosexual male showed up at a hospital emergency room complaining of rectal pain. Doctors discovered a hard, stony mass in the patient's rectum. According to the American Journal of Forensic Medicine and Pathology, the patient said that approximately 4 hours earlier, he and his boyfriend had been fooling around. After stirring a batch of concrete mix, the patient lay on his back with his feet against the wall at a 45-degree angle, while his boyfriend poured the mixture through a funnel into his rectum. After the concrete mass hardened, it became so painful that he sought medical care. Under general anesthesia, the anus was dilated and two Foley catheters were inserted alongside the rectal mass to relieve suction. A concrete cast of the rectum was delivered without incident. A ping pong ball was found inside the concrete cast. We're back. We're tired. You can leave a message if you feel like it.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have been listening to episode 20 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled Joe's Place. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by the National Cynical Network and airs each Wednesday night at midnight on KFJC 89.7 FM during Club Manic Consciousness. Listen to our 24-hour webcast for high-speed connections at listen.to, that's the letters T-O, /voicejail. Thanks to Angel DeMonique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.